I didn't get any of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the podcast. Way to jump in, Cody.
You have to do the business.
First, no. Go to Facebook, like and share the Facebook page. Second, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Yeah, it is. And then subscribe on iTunes, rate and review on iTunes, and enjoy the show. Intro music.
All right, so comes naturally. Slowly fade out, slowly fade out. We are
Joe, Mike,
and I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's pre-recorded, so wait to the very end to give your judgment. This is a garbage show. Just kidding. So yeah, we don't have assignments because last week we recorded at the comic shop. Which went really well. Thanks for listening. This week, we're going to dole out assignments. We are going to give awful and failed TV shows to each other as kind of like a torture theater in a way.
Torture TV.
Yep, torture TV. And it's going to be awful. So I will start. I'll give mine to Mike. So Mike has to watch the Blade TV show.
Yeah. Called
Blade the series.
Ugh. Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
No, he's not in it.
Wesley Ryan Snipes. Reynolds.
Not nope. in it.
Triple H and Jessica Biel.
Nope. Neither of them are in it.
Blade Trinity. Patton Oswalt. Nope. It's going to
nope.
be fun.
Nope. Blade the series with Kirk Sticky Fingers Jones.
Chris Christopherson.
He's not in either.
No.
Matter of fact, Whistler's not even in the show.
That guy.
No, he wasn't, was he?
Nope.
What? How can you have Blade and no Whistler?
Whistler died, dude.
Yeah,
oh, is it
took place in between. Movie? Yeah.
Is Frost in it?
Oh, he's dead.
I saw him in an episode of Roseanne the other day.
You need to stop watching Roseanne. It's over, bro.
No, Jen puts it on all the time.
Oh, I blame Jen. It's always Jen's fault.
Ask her.
Jen, stop turning on 18 Roseanne. 18
and pregnant. Oh, it's Jen's
outside,
fault.
Outside of like the Dan-centric episodes, I hate that show. But Frost was in it, dated Darlene. For an episode, I was like, oh shit, that guy's gonna battle Blade when he grows up. And Jen didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, fuck you.
Get fuck to know you. Me better. Hey,
Jen, watch cool stuff.
And what's his name? Grows up to be a rocket scientist, essentially.
Yeah, basically the same character he played.
Yeah.
Especially since what's her fuck is still boning him and being mean to him.
Yeah.
Early, that was early on. I mean, it's funny though, is his. Sheldon's mom
is
the sister of Roseanne.
Yeah.
Which means that Roseanne took place in Texas, right?
Hmm. Okay.
Well, because that's where...
No, Roseanne didn't play in Texas, yeah.
No, I'm saying in this little weird joining of the two shows.
Oh, you're...
Because Sheldon's mom lives in Texas.
Okay.
Which means Roseanne's got a place in Texas. It wasn't California?
No, is that where it was they were? Illinois.
I don't fucking remember.
They're Bulls fans.
That's right, yeah.
And Bears fans.
The Bears.
Yeah, that one. That one. That one Bears.
You know, I love Married with Children.
Yeah.
I love that show. Not a failed show, so I don't know why we brought either of those up. So way to, get us off topic, Mike.
Frost.
So Frost Mike, will be watching Blade the series.
Yeah.
That has literally nothing to do with the movies except for...
Ron Perlman.
Not in it as well.
The title.
Norman Reedus.
Also not in it.
Not in it.
The guy that did the stuff when the thing.
Matthew Fox.
Jesus.
They're all in it.
You could name way too many people from that movie.
Was it Matthew Fox?
No.
Which one was it? Who am I thinking of? One plays Dracula in it. In the... Third one?
No, it's the third one.
I can't remember his name because he got a weird name. It's the guy that is in Prison Break.
Yeah, I thought that was Matt Fox. It's not him. That guy from Prison Break.
Anyway, so, Mike, what are you going to give to Joe?
Birds of Prey. I don't know anything about it. I just know it's
about Batman's daughter.
Yeah, in a world of Batman with no Batman.
Batman's daughter, the Huntress, and
Oracle.
Oracle.
That's Barbara, right?
That's Barbara. No, and the Huntress is also supposed to be in it.
Yeah, but Oracle is the third one.
Yeah. Is is so, Barbara, right?
Yeah.
But there, like, there were three.
Yeah, you were saying.
What does Batman's daughter play?
What?
Is Batman's daughter like a...
She's... They don't... I don't remember what they call her in that one.
She just had a name.
Yeah.
But it, no, I don't remember her name.
It's Batman's daughter, Huntress, and Oracle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The third one you were trying to reach for.
Well, I said Barbara Gordon to begin with, and so you said... then I moved on to the Huntress, and you were like, Oracle, and I was like...
No, he... Because I said it before you did.
We just got confused, guys.
Keep going.
We're going to move on. Move past this together as a group. Right. So it's in a world of Batman, and they never reference Batman, right?
Oh, he's in
because
it.
Because
he's in it. They show Batman, mm-hmm. like actually. Oh, I want to watch this.
No, like because I knew going into this that I would end up getting Birds of Prey, so I went on iTunes. Actually, sells the show. You can buy the whole season for $20. I'm just going to get episode
way
one.
Too much money.
I think Target had the DVD for a long time.
For $4.99.
But you read the description of it, and it's like, it sounds cool. So cool. It sounds cool.
Wait till you see.
But I do remember seeing one episode when it was airing, and yeah, it wasn't good. But I'll give the, because I don't think I saw the pilot episode. I'll give it a shot.
Before I watched Arrow, I thought Arrow was going to suck.
Because there wasn't.
And I was wrong.
But that's because there haven't been any really good superhero shows
outside
on
of
TV.
The Adventures of Lois and Clark.
That is true. I used to watch that.
Yeah, that's the one. And the Blade series.
And the Blade series, yeah.
Wesley Snipes!
Not Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, we'll go and say Wesley Snipes is in it. Yeah. He looks a lot different. He's less black. Shorter. Less buff.
In the TV show, it's at one point Blade is getting fucked up real bad, and then he gets real blood somehow, and then fucks everybody up for the last 10 minutes of the movie.
No.
What the fuck? That was the best part of every movie.
Sorry.
Remember when he fucked up Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
I want to watch all the Blades now.
Too bad you have to watch the show.
Or you could watch the first two movies and then watch the show if you want to be continuity.
No, just watch the show.
It's between two and three? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because isn't it two when Whistler dies?
No, three.
Three when Whistler's dead?
Whistler was in the third one because Whistler's
he
daughter.
Disappears in two.
Yeah, but they find
him. But they bring him back in three. That's what it was. Yeah,
kill his ass off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Chris Christopherson. Because
they turned him.
Yeah.
Spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
Singer, songwriting, actor. Dude. So what did you give Cody, Mike?
You're supposed to
the TV series.
You're supposed to give
Cody. Well, no, we were going through a list of stuff.
I gave you Birds of Prey.
You're
so
supposed
you
to
have
me
to deliver him the bad news of the Bosom Buddies. Tom Hanks, and that other guy.
And that was popular. Not really torture.
For a season and a half.
Well, it's because Tom Hanks got huge.
What were you giving Cody?
Well, originally I was going to give him the Borges, the 1981 BBC, but he complained that he couldn't find it.
Yeah, so
I can't even steal it from the internet.
Rent it. Can't rent it.
Whatever.
Rent it. The people listen. Yeah,
the problem with Cody is he's seen everything. The guy was an insomniac for a while.
So we got him on something that he hasn't seen yet. But he was going to watch because he's weird.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, the Richie Rich show on Netflix, was it?
Macaulay Culkin.
No, not that one.
Sexy Robot Maid.
awkwardness. So, yeah. So, that's the one.
Netflix original. It's got to be good.
Yeah. You can watch them all.
Yeah, binge watch the shit out of them.
How many episodes are there?
10.
10 episodes?
Is it only 10? Is that what you looked at?
Yeah.
In like 30 minutes each? Or 20-something minutes each?
I don't know.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, good job, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Piece of shirt.
All right, so let's go over what everyone has.
I have Blade.
I have Birds of Prey.
And I have Richie Rich, the Netflix show. Not the Macaulay Culkin movie or the cartoon. I would watch the shit out of that cartoon. I used to love that cartoon.
I used to watch the cartoon all the time.
I remember the movie. He had a McDonald's in his house, and he brought all the four kids.
Garbage.
Brought all the poor kids, and he hung out. His parents were trapped in the Mount Rushmore or something like that, right?
Wait, he had parents in the movie?
Yeah.
He had parents in the show.
I don't remember. Dude. They weren't in it
John
much.
John Larroquette.
They weren't in it much.
John Larroquette.
That was a weird pool.
Do you remember didn't play his dad?
No, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
His dad was some other old white guy.
Yeah, some old rich white guy.
You guys remember Problem Child?
The movie?
Yeah, sure.
Or the cartoon?
Yeah, the movie.
With Ritter?
Yeah, fuck that kid, by the way.
Problem Child 2?
Yeah.
Which they should have just called Problem Children because there was two of them. Like Alien and Aliens. We call it Problem Child 2, it's like, oh, it's just a sequel to that one, but there was two of them, so you couldn't call it Problem
unless they it spelled like, it T-O-O.
No, it was like, Look Who's Talking, and then Look Who's Talking 2.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It was just should have been called Look Who's Talkings.
No.
Going by Cody's logic, that's what they should have called it.
No, it's not really what I said at all. And then the third one they could call... Look who else is talking. And
with
they could
a have vengeance.
Bunch of, they could have a bunch of, like, animals talk.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they did.
And Bruce Willis could be in it.
They did. Yeah. That's why they called it With a Vengeance.
Bruce Willis was in the first one, wasn't he? Wasn't he in
played,
the baby
yeah,
voice?
He played the baby, yeah.
Who did the dogs talk in the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was...
fantastic. I know Rose...
Look who's also
Rosie
talking
O'Donnell,
or something.
Roseanne played the little sister, right?
Yeah, she was in two.
Christy Alley is another one that fluctuated in weight.
Yes, it's true.
It goes back to our conversation about Alton Brown before the podcast started.
Oh, okay.
I had to explain.
That statement was
why
just thrown out of nowhere.
why things make sense.
Oh, Bruce Willis wasn't in the third one?
Oh, well, the kid was like 14 by the time.
Which would have been awkward to put Bruce Willis's voice over the kids.
Look Who's Talking Now.
Look Who's Talking Now.
I found it. Oh, Danny DeVito, that's right. And Diane Keaton did that, was Daphne.
I hate Diane Keaton so bad, dude. She's the worst.
Wow.
She is awful at stuff. All of it, man.
I've only seen her in, like, one thing, really.
And she sucked in it, probably.
Wasn't it...
I
don't know.
I'm gonna hate on Diane Keaton for a couple of minutes, guys.
Go for
and
it.
And go.
Alright, so I'm pulling up her IMDb list here. I'm gonna tell you what movies she was good in. Oh, look at that. None of them. That's so weird. None of the movies.
Go through some of her more popular ones.
Alright. Phil.
He's like, whoa, I really gotta look through this list. Because there's nothing here.
Well, no, because she started early, right? Like, super early.
So, like, she was young, or...
Yeah. Like, well, she's been doing shit for a long time. She was in The Godfather.
The first one?
In all of them, right? She played Kay.
Then, from what, people have, wife? What yeah. people have said, at least two or three of those are good.
Well, The God...
One
okay,
and two. One and two are good.
One and two
awful.
Are good.
That's why I said two of the three
But
are
I'm
good.
Also going to say they're overrated, though. They're good, but they're very overrated.
I've never seen
back-to-back
them.
Back-to-back Best Picture.
Yes. But they're talked about with such, what's the word I'm looking
well,
for?
That's one reason why I haven't seen
I'm
them.
Not knocking. They're good movies. They both deserve to win the Academy Awards, I think. I don't know. I haven't looked what else was nominated. I'm just going to say that. But I don't think they're as good as people talk about them. But she didn't do a good job in it. She was in Annie Hall. Ugh.
She was.
Baby Boom, awful. Godfather Part 3, awful. I loved Father of the Bride, except for her.
I didn't realize she was in it.
She's in it a lot.
Look Who's Talking
Don't
now.
Tell me she's the bride.
No
she's
okay,
the,
I was going to say.
She's the mother of the bride.
Because I don't remember a whole lot from it.
Yeah, she's married to Steve Martin.
Father of the Bride in Part 2, movie. Which was good, except for her. First Wives Club.
Who was the wedding planner in the first one again?
Martin Short.
Who? He came back in the second one, right?
Yeah.
But there was someone else in the second one? No, I'm thinking about Martin Short.
Yeah,
Martin Short was hilarious
and
in that one.
The guy from, the Asian guy from Law & Order was his assistant, B.D. Wong or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah. Really fun.
First Wives Club, she was garbage in.
That movie was garbage. Doesn't
that movie was garbage. Marvin's Room. The Other Sister. You guys remember that one?
No.
Is that the one where what's her name? Rosie O'Donnell played the handicapped girl?
No, not Rosie O'Donnell. I was going to say retard.
She plays herself?
No. Juliette Lewis plays the.
What was the one that.
And she marries Giovanni Ribisi, and he plays the retarded guy.
What was the one where Rosie O'Donnell played the retard lady?
I don't think Rosie O'Donnell ever played.
No, she played a retard lady because she won some kind of award for it. It was like a TV movie or something.
Oh, wow. Anyway, no on with cares. My list. Hanging Up, which looks like a First Wives Club sequel, an official sequel, right?
Yeah.
It's like they're all like, let's do it again. That's a lie. I made that up. That had nothing to do with First Wives Club. Meg Ryan was in it and Lisa Kudrow. I like Lisa Kudrow a lot. I'm pretty sure Diane Keaton sucked in it, though. Town and Country, Crossed Over, Something's Gotta Give.
Oh,
pretty
speaking
good movie.
Of,
she was pretty awful.
Hey, but, speaking of Gilbert Godfrey.
Right.
I haven't listened to it yet, but apparently he does a reading of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, awful.
Yeah.
It's kind of... He's gonna get arrested for rape if he reads that out loud.
Yeah, it's on the YouTubes, so it's already out there. But it can happen. If there's a guy who can put a metal pole on his junk and then ram it into another metal pole on the internet, Gilbert Godfrey can read 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, so I'm at Something's Gotta Give.
It's the one Jack Nicholson didn't want a boner but ended up boning, right?
Yeah, because he was boning her daughter for a while, but then like fell in love with Diane Keaton, which doesn't happen.
Which is like almost impossible.
You're like, this is a movie. That's why I know it's fake.
Damn, she followed Hollywood. That up 2 years later with The Family Stone. It's a very holiday popular movie.
Oh, that movie sucked.
Yeah, and people liked it.
It's because they like those shitty movies.
Sarah Jessica Parker's in it.
Oh, by the way, I found my G.I. Joe box set if you want to borrow it.
I saw that.
It's right there. Was very visible from like a long time. It was up there before.
That's epic.
That's all of them, yeah.
I love that TV show.
The only thing that's not in there is the movie. It's floating around here somewhere. I still don't know where it's at.
Oh, the G.I. Joe movie was awesome.
There's a spot in it for the movie where you can put it in there.
Really?
That's
awesome.
Because the company who made that doesn't own the rights to the movie.
But they at least include a space for it, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's awesome, too, because when you open it up, it looks like one of their like gadgets. It's fucking cool. Not as cool as the Transformers one. It looks like the Matrix of Power, or Matrix of Leadership.
Yeah.
Matrix of Power is a different one. It's a different movie altogether.
That's cool.
You know who I do like, though?
God, he's back.
Danny DeVito.
The supercut of him from Sunny still makes me laugh every time.
He's a good actor, though,
I just want to be Pierre. This one is loose.
He needs to do more voice work, too. He's always hilarious when he's...
Like in Look Who's Talking?
Yeah. Or Hercules.
Yeah, he played Phil.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lorax, which wasn't very good, but he was funny in it.
Lorax is awful. So glad I rented that online. Horton Hears the Who has one of the funniest random characters ever in it.
What?
It's this little weird, like, spiky ball that growls. I don't know how to explain it, because it wasn't in the like in the book, which is weird to say out loud. That comparing what the differences are between a Dr. Seuss book and a Dr. Seuss movie, but like it's just super bizarre. When we get done, I'll play a clip of it, and it's so fucking weird because it's this little girl's voice. It makes me laugh every time.
And it's a spiky
little
ball.
Spiky ball. Yeah, it's hard to explain. I'll show it to you. Something producers threw in to make it funny, but whatever. Are you done with her list yet about your hatred of Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on Danny DeVito
Are you watching, looking at stuff? I love Danny DeVito. Was it Christmas movie again? What was the Christmas one he did?
Christmas with the... No.
No, that was Christmas with Cranks.
That was a...
That was Tim
the
Allen.
The one with Matthew Broderick.
Deck the Halls?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The movie is awful, too.
I love Renaissance Man. Remember that one?
Yeah. What's the movie... they're nothing alike, and I always forget... when someone says that one, I think of the one with Bicentennial Man.
I actually enjoy that movie.
The movie makes my allergies kick in really bad because there's a lot of hay in it.
It got critically panned at the time, and I know that a lot of actual people didn't really like it, but I watched it and I enjoyed it. It's a tearjerker. It was actually a good movie to me.
Like Jack, fuck that movie.
Oh, which one was that?
The one where he's the grown-up kid. He's got that disease where he ages.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
fuck that movie.
That was another one that you're just like, God, that's so... It's so
so
sad.
Bill Cosby's a rapist now, though, so that's kind of sad.
No, he's a full-on rapist.
Full-on rapist. I am a full-on rapist.
Someone's going to take a cut of that.
too late. That's a Sonny joke, by the way. If you don't know what that is, go fuck yourself. It's one of Charlie's best lines.
It is one of his best lines. Can I have a milk steak?
what's your spaghetti bag policy? Hangs dong in it, bro. Best movie of the year. when he crashes the bike like 2 feet from taking it.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And then he gets stuck in the sewer.
Oh.
Take all your clothes off. You'll get in easier. He doesn't take your clothes off, so he's all dirty.
Oh, I gotta catch up on the new season.
Yeah, and by the way, my DVR at least did not record Psycho Pete.
Yeah, that's not an episode that's come out yet.
It's so weird, but it's listed
as an air date. I know.
Yeah,
it's so because if you look at the dates on the DVR, there isn't a week skipped. It goes right through it. But yet it hasn't aired. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
But Amazon Prime has it listed on there. I wonder what Wikipedia would say.
That's what I looked up on first.
Oh, it lists it on...
Yeah, it lists it in order.
I wonder if... No, they wouldn't have had to have pulled it. Because, I mean, I was wondering if maybe they pulled it and they just shifted all the episodes up.
Ah, I can't type today. What the hell? It's all that long. Fucking tarded today.
Saying that word a lot.
We're retarded? I'm talking about myself this time, so it's okay. that works, right? If you're talking about yourself, you can call yourself whatever.
I'm sure you can.
Abe Vigoda was in Look Who's Talking.
Vigoda?
Abe Vigoda. That was his the grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also in the Godfather movies.
He was.
Does it show it, Cody?
Is he still alive? No way.
Episode 3, yeah, it was the January 28th episode, according to Wikipedia. That's when it aired.
Holy shit, he's still alive.
Abe Vigoda?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super old, dude.
It's 94.
Yeah, super old. Have you seen the new DirecTV commercial with Rob Lowe?
Which one?
Where's Bad Decision, Rob Lowe?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. So it makes me laugh so much.
I couldn't get home because I gave my car keys to this homeless guy. And the guy's just in the background going, give me the key. Yeah, let's do this.
It's fantastic.
Abe Vigoda's got a lot of hair in his ears. Look at that.
Because he's super old, dude. He's like 107.
Yeah, but they're still letting him go out in public. They
it's
should
like
trim
a
that
magical meadow.
Someone walks with him, I'm sure.
Somebody walks him?
Walks with him.
Walks with him.
Walks him like fucking King of Queens.
Kind of speaking of which, I know Cody is reading, going through Gone Girl right now.
Yes.
How's that treating you?
Well, I watched the movie, so I know what it happens.
How, Does his dad play much of a role in the movie?
A little bit. So in the book, he receives a panicked phone call in a cell from the nursing home.
Right.
That does not happen in the movie. In the movie, he's at the police station, and they ask him if he has contacted any relatives, and he says no. And Boney tells him to go call her parents. So he's gonna go call, and then he walks out and there's his dad who's been arrested because he got out of the home.
Yeah, that's how it happens in the book.
But they skip the phone call in the movie versus what he gets he doesn't get the phone call, but he rejects the phone call.
But what I'm saying is, like, the way they described in the book, because I haven't seen the movie,
Oh, there's a pure hatred. Yeah, yeah. His dad hates him.
But no, like in the book, they're like, they say how the dad was like bloody and scratched up and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, did he kill her?
A little
like
bit.
That went through my head at the beginning, because it also kept coming back because, you know, he got out on the day that he escaped on the day that she went missing. And,
July 5th.
Yeah. And they found him by their house.
Yeah.
All scratched up and bloody. And I was like, oh my God, did he do it? He did it. I'm like, I'm calling it now. It was like 10 pages into the book. I'm like, I'm calling it now.
No, it's beyond 10 pages. But they skip over that part. And will you stop dropping your headphones? Just put them on the table. Fine. Good Lord.
You know what you need is a set of cans.
Cans?
For the podcast.
Like, yeah. You know what set of cans he needs? That broad from Crave. Those cans.
I don't get good audio, but man.
I can't hear shit, but I'm okay.
These are the softest cans I've ever had.
Boobs.
So supple.
Trying to see if I can pull up my playlist from my DVR online, but it doesn't seem to be working so well. Oh, well. Yeah. I'm going to see, because I look at the dates, and I'm not in the room with the DVR, so I can't pull it up. What's to do for my phone?
You would think that you'd be able to pull it over this incredible thing that's called the Wi-Fi's.
I'm going to say that so far this season of Sunny is shaping up to be the best season.
They need to do another Halloween episode.
That would be sweet.
Like Dennis's wedding.
But this season is...
That was actually pretty funny. Yeah, so I saw that.
The best part is when they crash Dee's car and they call her a lying bitch when she says they stole it.
Yeah. And then later on you see them.
Yep, you see from her point of view. Oh, it's fantastic. It's amazing.
I just don't think that I get it. FXX. Why? Why put this on a special network?
Because you have cocks?
Because there's too many X's. One more X, you'd be watching fucking.
This is true, I suppose. This is true.
Why? What the fuck?
Do you watch any of their other channels?
FX?
Yeah. Because don't they have the FX movies and FX?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll be cruising through and there'll be a good movie on.
The movies channel, but also plays TV shows.
It's mostly movies, though.
It's mostly movies now? Because it didn't at first.
And then one of the FX keeps showing reruns of Mad About You, so I've been watching that when I wake up early enough.
Mad About FX?
Yeah. That show's so underrated, man. That show was great.
I enjoyed that show.
I want to find it all on the... I need a box set of Mad About You.
I don't know about that.
I do. I want to watch them all now.
But I enjoyed that show.
I want to find out.
Pretty much the only show that I enjoyed.
Because remember back in the day, they used to do crossover episodes with their other shows on NBCs a lot. So there's like.
Well, that was back in the day when NBC and those ones owned all those shows.
Yeah.
Now it's like everybody is produced by somebody else.
But
I can't find if it.
But like Seinfeld and Kramer was on Mad About You.
Fuck, did he get in here?
Goddamn cats.
Get out of here, Oreo.
Oreo, go. Just pick him up. Now it was the piece of shit. Who had to let the cat out?
Who let the cat out? Out?
Mike.
Now.
Mike.
Now.
Mike.
Now.
Mike.
Now. Now.
Fuck you.
Fuck you and your 77 cats. That's my impression of Mike yelling at me.
Cody does have.
Now I'm really glad
cats.
That when I shook the curtain, it didn't come popping out, because that thing would have face hugged me.
he wouldn't have impregnated
around
you.
Your neck. And
exactly.
It in your mouth.
Oh,
hole.
Speaking of face huggers,
bursting from the chest.
Speaking of face huggers, did you see who expressed interest in returning?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, she said that from the beginning.
That's not who I'm talking about.
Oh.
Chris Christopherson.
No, it's the
Blade
guy.
Blade 2.
Jesus Christ. No, guy who played Hicks.
Yep.
But he's been, I mean, from the beginning, he anticipated coming back for 3, and then they killed him off in 3, and he was like
everybody else.
He was like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but he's expressed
interest.
Yeah,
he's always had interest to come back to it.
John Connor's dad? Is that who you're talking about?
What?
Huh?
Oh, because he played Kyle Reese, didn't he?
Yeah. John Connor's dad.
Yeah.
We're talking about a different series, bro.
Yeah, but he's the guy.
Oh, my God.
No. Stop
Mash
it.
Mash them all up.
Stop it. No. I'm killing this right now. No.
A whole planet of Terminators gets invaded by Xenomorphs and Predators.
So you're basically passing. You're basically talking would like they? Future Earth.
Would they?
Depends
they would.
On if the acid could burn through the.
Oh,
the
it can.
It can.
Yeah.
It could.
If but, fucking molten or molten metal can, then yes.
But
acid can.
He came back.
Shit, that acid dripped through an entire fucking ship.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like that's a fucking spaceship, bro. That shit goes through atmospheres.
The Terminators,
depending
would,
on how they do it, I mean, the Terminators could be in would space all the time war. And go to it. But
they honestly whatever. Would. The Terminators would win
because they have time travel.
They have time travel. They have the heat sensors and stuff in the eyes. They can sense the predators and be like, look, it's right fucking there.
The predators yeah. wouldn't be able to sense
then
them.
Apparently a writer needs to come up with unless, better tools that the predator would have to fight against the Terminators, like
Arnold
turn them against the aliens, like being able to hack in with their superior technology and use them to fight against the xenomorphs. Bam.
What if the predators team up with the xenomorphs?
Wait, then
the Terminators.
Then in the sequel to it, they can go to this distant planet that looks like it has no life forms on it, and then fight a worn, torn Adrian Brody, and everyone murders him.
Go fuck yourself, Cody.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I heard Adrian Brody.
Just rage.
I did that just for you, and then you ruined the punchline.
He said everybody kills Adrian Brody.
Good,
yeah,
like
let's
like
kill
the
them
war
all.
The worst. Like Adrian Brody comes walking up, like, "Hey, I'm Adrian Brody."
Hold on, I'm totally gonna kill these guys.
That's and everybody's like, "Whoa, impression. Whoa!" Like they're like, "Whoa, hold on 1 second, pause this war. We're gonna go."
Here's
everybody
our hybrid Terminator Predator
thing.
Xenomorph. He's gonna kill you because somehow the Xenomorph got the Predator pregnant again, and the Predator fucked a Terminator. That was a liquid metal one that could create a vagina like that new one that like is a functional vagina. They had a Xenomorph Predator Terminator baby. Boom. Sequel. Mike just came or had a stroke. I'm not too sure which one it was.
I want someone on the internet now to make a drawing of what a Terminator Predator Xenomorph would look like.
Oh, see, this is what it is. See, it does happen, but instead of being a bitch like they did in Alien vs. Predator Requiem, the Xenomorph Predator hybrid would then reverse engineer the technology from the Terminators to make armor and weapons out of.
And then the music plays in the background.
Then him and two of his friends land on this war-torn planet where they find a weathered Adrian Brody and they murder the fuck out of him. But they have a technology that can bring him back to the brink of life, murder him again, and they do like five sequels and they keep doing this over and over again. But then they run out of the technology, they put his life force in another body, and so they chase after him in these different bodies.
Diane Keaton's
party. But yeah. So
and they
just,
murder her.
Yep.
Time after time.
Time after time.
If you murder Diane Keaton.
Time after time.
All right, Cindy Lauper, calm down. Yes, that's the mashup I want to see. I want to see a Terminator technology riddled Predator Xenomorph hybrid hunt down the because they have time travel now, they hunt down every ancestor of Adrian Brody all the way back through time until they finally kill like the alpha Adrian Brody. So there's no Adrian Brodies in the future. You're welcome, Mike. Then you'll have nothing to complain about except for someone else who takes his roles.
Diane Keaton.
Julia Roberts is still up there, too, but we'll deal with her later.
Yeah, we'll think of a different mashup to go after her. So you go.
I think we've accomplished a lot today, fellas.
Yeah.
Boom! We haven't got the news yet. You watched the new trailer for Avengers?
No, I haven't
God,
yet.
God, you
I was
fucking
some,
suck.
Somebody was in school all day.
You had plenty of time to text us, play fucking Trivia Crack. You could have watched the fucking 2-minute trailer.
Oh,
it was
snap.
The most packed 2-minute trailer I've ever seen in my life.
I think it was only a minute 30.
It's actually 2 minutes and 14 seconds because I've watched it a bunch. It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
I bet it is.
Did you see the picture I posted?
Pull it
I
up.
Screen capped?
No.
Pull it up. We'll commentate over it.
I can't play the audio, though.
Yeah, we'll just commentate over it.
No, I can't play the audio, though. It has to be silent.
Play it on silent.
He's saying play the video.
Keep talking.
We will show the people. We will tell the people what's happening. Because they want to hear.
Does it at least does it us. Like give you more of the plot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which that comes in words, so you won't hear that right away.
So you're not gonna hear it.
So. But you know, whatever.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Joe.
Joe. Oh, there's too many of this guy's that stupid fucking video we watched of him raping an Xbox.
Hey, let's.
That was awful.
Let's not use that X word.
Xbox?
Whoa. Is it on mute?
Oh, here it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scenic mountain sky.
Don't describe it.
Castle.
The twins.
Scarlet Witch.
Quicksilver talking to Ultron.
Ultron, played by James Spader.
Oh, shit. That city's going to get fucked, bro.
Art.
Quinjet.
Bam. Love lady. Girl. Lady.
Always boobies in these. You know what's that? Joss Whedon.
Ooh. Ultron's lighting up.
So this is him talking about what he's going to do.
Like in the Matrix where he had that plug in the back.
He was charging himself. But he talks about how he's going to eradicate human race to save Earth.
Yeah.
And then building just fucking gets destroyed.
Building smash. Marvel logo.
Oh, Avengers Tower! Working on a suit. Talks about how he created AI and then artificial intelligence.
Mark Ruffalo's like, why would you do that?
And then fucking Ultron bots are breaking Ultron out the ground and climb up the thing. Nice Bruce Lee shirt, by the way, there, RDJ. Captain America can't save that car. It
doesn't work. They're chopping wood.
Black Widow about to get some fucking Hulkin. Grab the cap. This scene right here, watch. Oh, fuck yeah, that picture's fucking awesome. I screen capped that earlier, I'll show you.
I bet you screen capped that.
Yeah, I had to because, you know.
Captain America's suit's pretty dope in this one, too.
Yeah.
Not that one.
And then, coming up here in a second, Thor's going to yell, is that the best you got? And then just a shit ton of Ultron bots come out. And Cap's like, was that a good idea?
Captain drops the shield. Black Widow picks it up.
Says, I'm always picking up after you boys. Oh, look at this. More turns smash. The tables. Boom. Oh, right in the face holes.
Thor chokes Tony.
Cap takes a car to the fucking bat or the face.
Thor's a pimp, though, dude.
Yeah, that's what he says in the. That's fucking badass. Then they start flooding you. Look at that. Carnage,
boom,
dude.
Boom.
But
boom.
Did you notice it's a little bit of a spoiler? You see Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch already with him at that point? Yeah. Mm.
Well, everyone knows.
Oh, Vision!
Vision. Oh, the Vision.
Yeah, they finally show him.
You get a Vision.
It looks dope because like his skin looks all metal. Like reddish and purplish and pink and
Let's
stuff.
Get tickets now. It gives us a link.
I already bought them.
Did you?
Nope.
Okay.
That's stupid. Why would I do that?
We can just get them there.
Yeah.
Joe.
We're going to see the... they're doing IMAX, right? They have to be.
You don't know.
I don't know if they said they were doing that or not.
Because it's going to be 3D, right? Like the previous ones were? They got to be doing IMAX 3D.
I don't know.
In theaters, May 1st, that's all it says.
Ah, boo. We all know it's going to be IMAX 3D.
We don't know.
Oh, yeah, right there. IMAX 3D.
Yeah.
Westgate's already selling tickets for the fucking marathon.
I'm in.
Oh, no, there's no fucking
How many... Click on it. How many movies? Which
it's one? All of them.
Over a span of 5 days?
A day.
One day?
Yeah.
How much? I want to do it.
Does it say when?
It's too many movies. They can't do that in one day now.
No, they'd have to start super early.
Like 8 a.m.
No, earlier than that. I would say probably like 5 or 6.
This is just for Age of Ultron. They're starting tickets. The first showing is at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 30th. Talking.
Time after time.
Don't sing garbage.
Yeah. It's not garbage.
When you sing it, it is.
Joe, how was your day today?
I was in school all day.
Time fill.
God,
Jesus Christ.
It's 27 and a half hours long.
Can you hear yourself? When you talk that far away from the mic?
Oh, it's like an echo. I can hear myself.
Okay.
Calm down. That's why I asked you guys to talk, so I'm looking away from the stuff and doing things.
Yeah, but you're talking while you're looking at your computer screen, not your microphone.
It's fine.
I don't know if they can.
Shut your mouth.
A little bit louder?
Shut your mouth!
There you go.
Sorry. Mike, shut your fucking mouth. Good guy. Just keep talking while I'm not fucking near the mic.
Listen, 27 hours is too much to do in one day. Literally impossible. Can't do that in one day.
Because that's over a day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's There's only 24 hours in a day. So.
That's a whole extra 3 hours.
Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah. So it literally is 2 days. Oh my God. Just sitting in a seat for the whole entire time.
I'll fucking do
it. And it would definitely have to be more. I mean, obviously, it's going to be more than a day, 27 hours. But
be a whole day of eating.
But they, yeah, they would have to. They'd have to have at least like 15 minutes in between movies,
and let you get like Chipotle. Let you bring Chipotle in because you can't eat popcorn.
No, not all day long
for 27 hours.
Or fucking Red Vines or anything like that.
I'd have to take a nap during like Thor 2 or something.
Oh my god, that'd be horrible.
How are they doing it?
They're doing a double feature, and then they're doing a marathon. So it starts on the 29th with Iron Man.
At what time?
Oh my god, dude, it's nonstop. It literally is a marathon. It's a two-day marathon. It starts at 6 p.m. on the 29th of April and goes all the way till 7 p.m. on Thursday
for the Age of Ultron. Oh, so not time to go home and sleep.
They're not even starting it in the morning. They're starting it at night.
They're starting the night before it starts. Yeah,
and
literally
it's just going
6 p.m., 8:25 p.m., 10:35 p.m., 1 a.m., 3:10 a.m., 5:30 a.m., 8:48 a.m., 11:15 a.m., 1:45 a.m., 4:20 a.m., and 7 o'clock. That is no fucking break. That is all of them. The only movie that's missing out of that is Guardians, because they don't have to do with the Avengers yet. Holy shit, dude.
I kind of want to do it.
I can want to sit at home and do it.
No, the problem with this, so you think about this, this is at AMC. Those chairs are garbage.
Yeah. Maybe if I bring in my, like, a bing bag and just stash it in the top
Bring
corner.
In a love sack?
Yeah. Ugh. My love sack.
I was going to say something really mean, but I'm not going to say Jen's name.
You think anybody's gonna do that? There's gonna be people that do it.
Oh, there will be people that do it. They'll sell out.
Yeah, and they'll smell just as bad as they normally do when they go to Comic Cons.
Oh man, that's a rough smell.
It's that group.
Yeah. They want all of them in the movie theater again because we're fucking retards. Or they're doing an Avengers double feature as well, so you can watch first Avengers and the second Avengers.
I might do that.
That one
should
be pretty
more
fun.
Approachable.
That's manageable.
That's only like 6 hours, so. Yeah, what's the final time on it? Age of Ultron, do we know?
No.
Keep talking.
Nah. You don't have to fill all the air. You can give people time to think about other stuff while they're listening. You don't know, figure out what you're going to do tomorrow.
Make a list.
Make dinner tonight.
Yeah.
You know, go grocery shopping. Do I need milk? No, kind of low on butter. Anyway, enough talk about Avengers. This is a Marvel podcast now, apparently.
Have you ever done a marathon at yeah, you have.
We did the Batman ones.
No, I didn't do the Batman one with you guys.
I said we
did the Batman one. I did the Lord of the Rings one, which is a fucking nightmare.
I'm guessing Mike wasn't there.
No, it was
this is before Mike.
He hates hobbits.
It's before I knew Mike.
There was a time before Mike.
Yeah, because we weren't friends when Return of the King came out. So, BM before Mike. That's also another name. Like that's it's a bowel movement. Mike is a bowel movement. I've done three. What was the other one I did?
I've oddly enough done the. They did a. It was such a weird thing too. It was an AMC double feature that they did Men in Black 2. And one of the Spider-Mans, I can't remember. It was a weird double feature.
It's not really a marathon.
It's also not a double feature. That's a weird double feature because they're not even owned by the same company.
Well, remember movies used to do, like movie theaters used to just do double
features. Oh, no, they are. Sony, right? Yeah, I guess it is. Ugh, that's awful.
They should do that more. How come movies theaters don't do that anymore? Just do double...
Money? Meh.
Because you'd have to discount the price of the ticket.
Yeah,
to do it, and they're not going to do that.
I remember an old theater in Yuma used to do it for like movies that have been out for like a long time.
Yeah,
like, and that's what Men in Black Spider-Man one was. They'd been out for a while, but it was just so weird. It was like Men in Black and two in one of the Spider-Man movies. It was like
I think it's got to be two at that point, right?
It probably was
Men in Black 2 and Spider-Man. Yeah,
was in Spider-Man 2
amazing.
Though, right?
Amazing Spider-Man.
No, it wasn't Amazing Spider-Man.
No, Men in Black 2.
Oh, was it 3? It'd be 3.
No, it wasn't 3. It was before that.
I mean, if it was Amazing Spider-Man was the second movie, it would have to be, Men in Black 3, but it wouldn't. So it must have been Spider-Man 2 then, right?
Must have been Spider-Man 2. I mean, because it was...
Is it 2006?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 2006. It was
right. Early. Or no, that was Spider-Man 3 in 2006.
It was early 2000s, sometime.
No.
When did Spider-Man 2 come out? I'm looking it up.
All right. But keep so talking. That was mine.
What the? I went and watched the Batman ones, and I used to watch a lot of double features, but I don't think I've ever actually done any other marathons.
That was right. 2004 was Spider-Man 2.
You said 06.
No, the second. What I was saying the second time.
What was
the sixth one? The third one.
What was Men in Black 2?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay. I remember we because I was with my friend Chris at the time, and we actually left the theater to go get, because they actually gave us like, you know, half an hour in between movies, and we went to go grab something to eat and came back in, and the ticket lady like almost didn't let us back in.
What a bitch.
She didn't know about the double feature. She was like, no, this was at this time. And we're like, but it's a double feature.
It's when you punch her in the face and run.
Yeah. And there are even other people that behind us that were like, no, there's a double feature because we're in it as well.
Yeah, lady, you need a big screen behind you that has the times and stuff on it. So it says, like, the movies together.
Yeah.
So Men in Black 2 came out in 2002.
Okay.
Holes all over your story, sir. Yep.
It was one of the Men in Black movies and one of the Spider-Man movies. It was weird.
I think it was 3 and Amazing.
3 and Amazing.
Well, I'll ask you a question. You saw Amazing Spider-Man, the first one.
Yes.
With me for the first time in San Diego.
Yes.
Did you see it a second time in the theaters?
No. It wasn't that one.
Not that one, Mike.
You can't trust that. He doesn't know. Look at him.
Have you seen Men in Black 3?
No.
You can't trust that either.
What do you mean you can't trust that
either? Look at him. Look at that fucking face. You gonna trust that fucking face? Fuck you.
Why are you so angry?
Anyway, I got an iPad here. And in this iPad
is the knowledge of the world.
Called the internet.
You're the internet.
What the fuck, Joe?
God damn it, Taj.
Says his parents every time they see him. I'm sorry.
My parents.
Do you
want
to get into whatever news we had to get into real quick? Or is that it about the Avengers stuff?
There wasn't a whole lot of news
this week. Let's run through that real quick. Give the listeners the lowdown, and then we'll...
MGM's remaking Miss Frisbee and the Rats of Nim.
They doing it cartoon?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. It just came up as a new story. Diablo Cody's rewriting the Barbie movie, so that should be awful.
Yeah, because that needs to happen.
Warner Brothers Barbie movie? Yeah, apparently. Warner Brothers... CEO says DC films are edgier than Marvel.
Well, I mean, I suppose technically, yes, because the DC films have been aiming for more of a grittier type of storyline.
I can see that.
But
Superman snaps a motherfucking neck at the end one, man.
He did.
Plat, plat.
Yeah. And look at all the Batmans, you know, Begins, Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight... What was it? What was the last one? Dark Knight.
You said it already.
Or the middle one.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Oh my God, dude! Did you go? Did you slip into Adam for a second?
No, I just forgot. You fucktard. Jesus.
Whoa!
Can you be nice for once and just help somebody out?
I did.
No,
but you said it. You said the name. God. That's why I looked at you funny.
Listen.
God.
Be nice, guys.
Listen, she says nothing.
I know.
Listen.
Can I draw you in?
Dead air.
Be nice.
Good for an audio podcast.
Be nice.
We did miss something this week, or for news-wise, that we haven't talked about yet, is the Leonard Nimoy dying.
Didn't want to really bring it up, but okay. Oh, Mike Epps going to headline ABC's Uncle Buck.
Oh. Anyway, back to Mr. Spock.
It's sad, and it's news. Everybody loved Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. He's kind of like the godfather, or one of the godfathers of sci-fi. I think if Star Trek didn't do as well as it did, like, where would we be at right now with sci-fi movies?
Probably not very far, because it was the first big sci-fi series out there.
Well, the British one was the first one, right? Doctor Who, right? Came before.
No,
Star
that
Trek.
Wasn't nearly as big though.
Yeah, that was more
it was
localized.
Big over there, but like,
well, no, yeah, over there. But
Star Trek was big everywhere.
Was it?
Yeah, Doctor Who was not.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Who didn't get popular in everywhere until the resurgence of it, season, or for the Doctor number 9, which is at season 22, right?
Oh, shit.
You're talking about Eccleston?
Yeah, 22, season 22.
When they brought it back, yeah, it became more widely popular than the original series was.
So,
but I think, obviously I could be wrong, but the original Doctor Who was mainly limited to Europe.
Yeah.
Just as broadcast. And then on top of that, the BBC went and lost most of the episodes at a point in time. So there's literally whole seasons of Doctor Who. They have no clue where they are.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's weird that could happen. So, but yeah, that is pretty shitty because Star Trek was cool as fuck.
But I liked some of the other stuff that he did. In Search Of. I used to watch that all the time. He narrated that. Obviously, it was cool to see him come back for the new Star Trek movies.
Well, I wonder what he's going to do. He was a regular on Fringe, right?
Was he?
He was on it a lot, yeah. But he was the. Did you ever watch Fringe?
No, I never got into it.
So he was the main scientist of the corporation, essentially, that was the main focus of the show.
Okay.
Because the main stars were Joshua Jackson and I can't think of his name right now. Walt would be his name. It doesn't matter what his name is. Who played his dad? His dad used to work for the company that Leonard Nimoy started. They were like partners. So he's in it a bunch, but he wasn't in it a lot. Like he wasn't a star in it.
Okay.
Reoccurring role. Mike, real quick, random question. Friends question.
Yeah.
True or false, Bruce Willis.
Was he
in it?
Yeah, yeah. He was.
Yeah. Damn it.
Stupid
trivia crack.
Yeah, he was dating
Rachel?
Rachel, yeah. I think it was Rachel.
Or, oh no, what it was, and his daughter, Ross, was dating his daughter.
Oh yeah, because it was Burt Reynolds that was dating Rachel.
No,
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. Yeah.
Monica.
But I think he ended up dating one of them for a second, though.
Because the question, I can't remember what the question was exactly on Trivia Crack, but it said, which one of these stars was not a love interest on Friends? And I can't remember what the one it was. Oh, Patrick Swayze was the one. I'm not a huge Friends watcher, but I know Patrick Swayze wasn't on Friends. Like, I'm just pretty sure, and I was correct. But I saw Bruce Willis, I was like,
yeah, I remember the episode because Ross is hiding from him half the time.
And then he starts singing, "I'm Just a Love Machine" in the mirror.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis does?
Bruce Willis does.
That's awesome.
And Ross holds it over Bruce Willis. That's how Bruce Willis leaves him alone about dating his daughter.
Yeah.
Fair enough, okay. To answer your question about
asked and answered
Secret of Nim, they're going to do a live-action CGI hybrid.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be great. They're going to tone down a lot of shit in that then. Because, the original story, if I recall right, is dark as fuck. And then when they made the animated movie, it was still pretty goddamn dark. It was one of those weird. It was at that weird time of movies and kids shows where they could be like weirdly dark, and just get away with it. You know, unlike what you would do today. But obviously, the remake is going to cut out a lot of that shit, most likely.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Cody saw they announced the new Pebble this week. Did you see the next announcement that they did?
I got the email, but I didn't read it.
So they announced the Steel series of the Pebble Time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pebble Time Steel, right?
Yeah.
Was that
something like that? Pebble Time Steel. Yeah.
I do remember reading it because I was like, oh, what's this email going to be about?
I just don't understand because they made a shit ton of money. They had to have.
It's off the original grossing, one. It's the highest.
Well, no, I mean off of the Pebble itself. So yes. So then they go back to Kickstarter, do a third one. Like, I don't know. There's just to me something that doesn't sit well with that.
Well,
you know,
from what I read online, they lost a shit ton of money when they made the Steel series the first time, because they didn't actually add anything new to the watch.
They just made it a different casing, essentially.
And they made it less featured because you couldn't change the band out as easy.
Yeah.
You could buy other bands for it, but you couldn't buy any band for it.
Yeah.
Which looks to be the same way on the new one, by the way. I think that's what they said, right? Yeah.
So I can see him losing money. I don't know. It just, for me, it just doesn't sit well that you had this hugely popular, you know, Kickstarter campaign. They did end up, I would say, screwing over some of the early backers. Yet they go right back to Kickstarter. And they what are they up to now? I don't know. They, last time I saw, they were the highest Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, they were the highest one, like, day one.
Yeah, but what was it? It was like they surpassed... In like 45 minutes, they surpassed, I want to say like $1 million. It was probably more than that.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But I mean, the watch itself looks cool because it is a color e-ink display. But I don't know if I'd want
to. They're at 3,187% to their funded goal at $15.9 million. With 22 days left to go.
Jesus.
So in 8 days, they've made almost $16 million, and that's 3,000-plus percentage what they wanted. Yeah, they did good.
They did good.
You ever backed anything on Kickstarter?
No.
No.
Me either.
There's some cool projects on... I mean, there are really cool projects on Kickstarter. I mean, I own a Pebble right now. And it's actually a really cool device. I don't know if I would really... want a color Pebble, though.
I mean, I just don't think this day and age with the technology that's out, like, I get it, I'll go over what it means, but the display doesn't look as nice as a lot of them that are out there because of the e-ink display.
I will admit that some of the Android watches, the Android Wear, the LG one, I can't remember what the LG G3 watch or whatever it is. Yeah,
they look good. Cool. They look like good watches. This looks kind of shitty compared to some of the watches.
Right.
Like, I know it has a lot of features. It is app-based, so, like, if there's not an app for it, you're not going to be able to do it. But what I'm saying, though, is it looks doesn't look as nice aesthetically, as well as the screen resolution isn't as nice as other watches that are out there that have essentially the same features, or if not most of the main features that the Pebble has.
And for $200... Because it is a color, because it'll be $200 when it comes out.
Yeah, $199 for the regular, and the steel was $239,
I think it said. What killer app would it have to like draw you into it?
The thing is, the biggest thing that they talk, other than the color display, which isn't even a full color display, by the way.
It wasn't?
No. They listed the number. I can probably look it up since I'm not on the page anymore.
Yeah, just keep going.
But it doesn't have, it's not a full color array. Because of the e-ink display, they're limited on what colors they can create.
Oh, right.
But the other thing, too, is the only other real feature they added to it was the ability to do voice commands, but it does not have a speaker on it. So you can't receive messages through it like a lot of the other ones do. But it'll show you your texts and everything, and it'll show you who's calling caller ID like the original did. But unlike a lot of this watches that are out, it doesn't actually talk back to you.
Yeah.
Which I thought was dumb. I thought it was dumb, but I know why it doesn't have it, because like things like an Android phone doesn't have a voice command in it. The watch reads it back to you and it sounds like shit.
It would need a deeper integration with iOS, and it would need its own stuff with Android, is what you're
saying.
Well
as the Windows phone, because Windows phone has Cortana, so if you Microsoft has their own called the Microsoft Band.
Yeah.
And it's geared more towards the fitness than anything else, because it does have a heart monitor and things like that, and you can do your Starbucks from it. But it has Cortana on it as well, and so she will read back your messages as well. So, again, you only get that with the Windows phones, though. But if you have, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't got mine yet, so I don't know. I don't think it works with iOS, though. I don't think she'll read back your text messages from iOS.
Which would make sense, because she's not on the watch itself. No, she's on the phone.
Yeah, she is kind of. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's a lot of features that it might not have because of it, but it's the only thing I think of. They're not too late. Having a new model is just in time, because if CES this year showed us anything, smartwatches are the next new fucking thing.
Right.
Obviously, on the 9th, Apple's going to officially announce theirs. Google just had a bunch. Or Samsung just did a bunch. HTC released one. Razer released one. LG has had two now.
Asus has one.
Asus has one. Motorola has like 17. They all look exactly the same. Yeah, none of them like them. It's definitely there. I think it's... The problem is I don't think it has the features or the design that everyone wants. Feature-wise, you can obviously always add to it. They did even with the first version.
Yeah.
But feature, like the look and design, it just, I don't think it has it amongst what everybody else has. But it does look like, I didn't think of this, which is funny because we all know I'm pretty big into Apple. But someone at work pointed out it looks a lot like the Apple Watch.
Does it?
Look at the, yeah, I'll pull it up, the picture, and I'll look at it later. Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Actually, I will say, no, I do remember the SteelSeries looked a lot like the Apple Watch. Yeah, really did, which was odd to think about. I don't know. Like, to me, there's no killer feature for it, so there really isn't. I mean, it's one of those things that's cool, but literally in a month, and by the time this thing gets released, because there's not even a release date yet for it. You know, there's going to be so many other watches. The Apple Watch will be out by then, which will have deeper integration with iOS devices. I will say, I was wondering, like, what would be the good reason to have, like, the... Yeah, it does look like... Yeah, but, yeah, the gold and the ones that I saw.
But those two?
Look exactly the same. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, someone pointed that out. I was like, oh.
But I mean, like, with the Apple Watch, you can get Apple Maps on there. It does the whole Dick Tracy thing where you can talk to it and get responses.
And you can
back
draw pictures on it.
But no, what I was...
Which I'm going to do if I get one and send dick pics to everybody, like little drawn dick pictures.
And send your heartbeat with it?
Yes. Ugh. So you know that I'm thinking about you when I draw a dick picture. Because when you can send like your heart rate through it, and so it sends it to someone so they know what your heart rate is. So like I'm just gonna, and then send you a dick pic.
Actually, with my heart rate. There was another feature that was kind of creepy on it too. The one where you can just like tap on it, and the other person's watch would like buzz.
Yeah.
To the taps. It's really weird features.
Yeah. So like I'm gonna send you a message, and I'm just gonna tap it on the watch, and then your wrist is gonna vibrate.
It won't, because I think smartwatches are stupid.
You don't even wear a watch, let alone a smartwatch.
So why would I...
A watch display. I don't even own a watch, let alone enough watches to necessitate a watch display. See, that, sir, is a Wayne's World joke.
Kind of.
Because Wayne's World joke was born about guns.
I think it's dumb, though.
Good call.
I don't know why anyone would own a smartwatch. Either one of you two. I don't understand it.
He's wearing a smartwatch.
Yeah.
I would be wearing one, except for mine died. Like, exactly. died.
Because it's a fucking smartwatch, and it killed itself, because its life was sad.
I know what life is like.
The only cool thing about it is you could do the different backgrounds. Other than that, it's kind of a dumb fucking deal. I think.
Fair enough.
No, what I was going to say is,
well... Let's watch TV on it.
Somebody will probably write an app that you can watch videos and stuff on it, which will kill the battery life on it, most likely.
And then it sucks again.
Battery life will be called into question as well to see how long it lasts. There supposedly is going to be on the Apple Watch. There's going to be a mode in which it just goes into like a it only sleep. Will tell time.
Yeah.
And you can only bring it out of sleep. So I think it turns the display off, and you can probably just turn the display on and off.
Did your battery life work on your watch when you had it?
A Pebble?
Yeah.
Like 6 or 7 days.
6 or 7 days. How long does the battery last on that watch you're currently wearing?
6 or 7 years, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
See, the difference, though, is if I wanted a watch that told me who's calling, this is not the one. Unless Superman was calling, we're like, weird.
In which case, I'd believe it because you pretty much know everybody.
Oh, and then put your phone back in your pocket.
Oh, for how about the people who are, you know, not a fucking phone freak, doesn't want to put their phone out of their pocket?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bad thing?
Yeah.
To reach into your pocket and pull your phone out.
Yeah, it can be very rude. Very rude.
Not really.
Yeah.
I just did it multiple times.
Yeah, and it's very rude. We were talking and you interrupted our conversation by your phone.
You didn't notice.
I did notice.
Nobody noticed.
You didn't see the phone that came out of his pocket.
For a third time. Lit up his face.
See? What you didn't see is he did four times.
What you didn't see is ipso facto, go fuck yourself.
I keep doing it. And
I keep seeing it.
And you know what? It's working just fine for me.
So you're not the person who's looking to buy a smartwatch. We realize that.
That's true. Until it does super cool shit.
What one feature would make you buy a smartwatch? And blowjobs and hooker fighting is not a thing.
I honestly, there's not a feature that I could fathom right now.
What happens if you could get live updates on wrestlers?
No.
That's basically Twitter, and that's what he does anyway with his phone.
His fucking phone. Like, yeah. Actually, today he was on Facebook a lot.
Yeah, he does that every once in a while.
He was creeping over his shoulder while I was driving. And I was like,
you were creeping over his shoulder while you were driving?
It's because Josh was in the car, and I didn't want to make actual conversation with anybody. Because I felt
you do that anyways. You're on your phone no matter what.
It's because I don't like talking to people.
But you do it when you're driving by yourself. No, not really.
I just don't like people.
Ouch.
But I was there.
Yeah, Josh, but you're not there. People.
Josh is fucking there. It was Munger awkward as shit. Which... Fair enough, yeah. Hey, Munger, don't invite Josh anymore.
You can invite Josh.
No,
but
don't fucking say that.
But don't. I mean, you can, yeah, but
you can
don't.
Invite Josh. Just we're not going to show up.
You just let us know before.
So I can tell you that I'm sick. Oh, he's going to be there next Wednesday? Yeah. I got the flu.
That's weird because, you know... Joe's gonna be there, so we don't have any room for Josh.
Yeah, Josh, there's just no room for him at all. Sorry. Sorry, you have to go creep someone else out while measuring up their skin for a skin suit. You sociopath. All day long, I was making fun of the fact he has no emotions. So we're sitting at lunch, like,
and he got very angry. Nope,
because he has no emotions. It's like he giggles at him, like he thinks it's funny, but I'm like making fun of him. Like, hey, I'm hungry. That's an emotion, right? No, Josh, it's not. Hey. What did I say?
He goes, oh, it's hot outside. That's an emotion, right?
Yeah. And he's like, I'm sweating. That's an emotion. I was like, no, it's full body tears. Full body crying. And he goes, and like he was thinking about, is it? I'm like, no.
He's like, yeah, that seems right.
That seems about correct. I was like, Jesus, this fucking weirdo.
I feel like this last part of the podcast was kind of mean-spirited. And...
Oh, like we were afraid he's going to listen?
Like this whole podcast hasn't been mean and spirited?
Fuck you.
That's true. We haven't gotten into an argument yet. Mike.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Come on. No.
No. So is that that? Or you got...
I was just going to point out a cool feature with the Apple Watch, is, and they're even going to be doing it on Android gear stuff, is directed electronics. The Viper systems are going to be... You're going to be able to like unlock your car and start your car from your watch. They have the integration. They showed a video of it. There, you just push a button, and you would say like, "Start my car," and it would literally start your car. I was like, "Wow, that's pretty cool." It's useless. Because obviously you'd have to buy the system, and there's
so basically it's the same. It's just using it through the watch the same way the app
instead
does
of the phone. Yeah,
gotcha. Okay.
But it'll be interesting to see what other manufacturers come or programmers and stuff come up with.
Apps that would be able to do something. A feature that I could think of. That would make me say, yeah, I want to get that. So,
yeah.
Good.
All right. Fair enough. Plus, it is going to be price pretty high. So.
If price was not a factor, I still wouldn't get it.
So you're trying to tell me you had all the money in the world and you had an opportunity to buy one. You wouldn't buy one.
I don't think I would.
All right, fair enough.
Well, maybe if I had all the money, I'd just
that's
buy
like, you
a
said,
couple of everything, but I don't
price
think I'd use
is not
it.
The issue. I'm like, well,
I wouldn't
I,
use it, though.
But you would buy it. I didn't say
just
you'd use
I'm
it.
Super rich.
Oh, there you go. That's all I'm asking.
I'd give it to somebody that would, yeah, like one of you guys, the poor,
fuck him. I want
my
it.
Poor, I'd buy two. I got all the money in the
it's
world.
It's funny because we were talking about this.
I'll take it from here on out, guys. I have all the money in the world. The rest of everything's on me.
Oh, thanks.
Because I have all the money in the world.
Fair enough. All right.
I'll
I'm
support your
job.
Ridiculous yeah. Lego habit, your ridiculous school habit.
And that would be awesome. It
so
is
basically,
a habit.
I get fun stuff, and he has to go to school.
You know what? To be honest, though, your dad asked this earlier. What would you do, not with $1 million, but if you won the lottery, essentially?
Would you go back to work, he asked?
No. I would literally go to school.
Full time?
Yeah. I would do this and full time school.
Well, I'd kick you off. Why? You'd be going to ASU, I'd be living somewhere else.
That seems incredibly mean.
If I won the lottery?
Because I won the lottery.
Oh, so we're all winning the lottery?
Yeah. All of us.
Oh, fuck that, because I have to split it three ways. Like, if it was just a $400 million jackpot, which after taxes comes down to like $300 million, so we'd be $100 million each.
Oh, that'd be awful for all of us to have $100
million. Oh, it'd be so rough to live on for their evers.
We would just pay people to listen to the podcast.
I wouldn't do that.
Most
at all.
Popular podcast but in I the could, world. But, take all this money.
But we
and
could pay to promote it.
Oh, that's a thing, too.
Like, I'm just saying, that's like an option.
Listen, here's a dollar.
Whoa, I'm still not paying anybody.
It's promoted.
It's promotion.
I only get a dollar once.
You see, what we do this is we Eric... print up a bunch of
so Eric just sent me a text.
Comes naturally dollars.
Yeah. Oh, speaking
and
of,
we hand them out.
Speaking of printing up, do you want to tell Joe what our plan is?
Oh,
what?
Boy.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Come on, think back to lunch.
You guys have lots of plans.
I know. This is fantastic.
I don't know.
Just say it.
I don't know.
Just say
tell
it, Cody.
Business cards?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you.
No, no. We're going to get business cards that say,
Joe should bang this broad. And we're going to hand them out to broads.
That I should bang.
That you should bang.
So basically what it actually was you should bang our friend Joe was what the card was going to say with your phone number and a picture of you going like this.
With your dick
the
over
buddy
your
Jesus
shoulder.
Pose.
With your, with your dick hanging over your shoulder. Like that's his dick.
Like a fire hose.
Almost just, like super creepy, but like just your penis.
But,
not, so
yeah. but artsy bad. Though. Yeah,
artsy.
So
got
it's
it.
Okay.
Yeah, with like the,
it's
the
black
filter.
And white.
It's gonna be black and white.
Where it's like hazy, you know.
Yeah.
You give like a blue steel look, dick over the shoulder.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs buddy Jesus.
Dick. Yeah. Dick scarf. My dick. My scarf. Could be yours. This could be wrapped around your neck.
Worst pickup lines.
Yeah, ever.
Worst pickup lines. Yeah, so yeah, that's, bam, that's it.
We should leave it at that.
Yeah.
We should totally leave it at that. So that was our plan to give out business cards with a phone number on it to random women.
That's fine.
Trying to get Joe some.
Pussy!
Yep.
Bam. Man. So that's it for this week. Comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
And I'm Cody. And as always, go fuck yourself, internet.
Outro music.
Outro song. Outro music. Outro song. Outro music. Outro song. Outro music.